An art fair is this weekend, and so wanted to let Barbara and John just kind of talk everything art fair this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I start getting so excited. Today is the day before, and we'll start taking things over there and getting the setup ready. And we have a great crew. Don Fulmer and his crew come over and measure and tape out all the booths, and that's a huge job. But he's done it for a long time. Doug Cook used to help with that.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah.
And Doug is passed on. Yeah. I stand in awe of them because I'm the only person I know that can take a 12-inch ruler. And somehow when I'm done with my measurements, it's only 11 inches. So they don't let me handle the masking tape.
All right, but there's a day full of events, and we've talked about a little bit on Hutch Post, the musical act that you guys are going to have. That's going to be a fabulous day.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Color Green is a local gospel group that's going to start out the day and get everybody all pumped up, and they have played around here quite a bit lately. Then they're followed by Justin Riggs, who is also a local guy, and he plays old-time music, mandolin, guitar, that kind of thing. And that's followed by 50 Years Late, who are kind of a old standby at the art fair. They've been playing there for many years now, and they're a crowd favorite.
So were they like 25 years late or something like that when they started?
Just about, I think. Yeah, that's right, Nick.
All right. So, but the bottom line is, and that's more of the old school, like Everly Brothers type.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, they do the oldies.
I prefer to call that classic music. Excuse me, Everly Brothers.
Yes.
We're great. You know, we should tell you what time this is going to start. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. People can come. And there are those who kind of line up. They like to get there early where there's a good selection. And that's a good idea, actually, if you've got something specific, if you're interested in pottery or painting, to be there. But we will be there until 4 o'clock. And so it's going to be a great art fair. It always is. And thank you, Nick. I'm going to give you credit for the wonderful weather.
Yeah.
But we have drawings, paintings, ceramics, jewelry, craft items, sculpture, metal yard art, wood carving, glass artwork, baskets, mosaics. There's free kids gift bags. So if kids come with mom and dad, they get a little sack with some activities, some things they can do. And that the parents like that, and so do the kids.
Yeah, it'll be a whole lot of fun. And I've got the double whammy this year, John. My Mother's Day and my wedding anniversary are both
the
12th.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you better get in shape, Nick.
So I'm going to be looking for something, I know for sure.
Yeah.
And so the deal, though, is that whatever type of art you like, whatever medium hits your fancy, whether it's something that, I mean, the difference is in what people find stimulating to them are as wide as art is, from the metal artwork that people can literally sit on, the benches and things like that, all the way to the traditional paintings and sculptures and so on.
Yeah, and you know, Barbara listed most of those things. You can see on our website some other information about that, but we also have a raffle with two wonderful painters, Charles Rogers, pastoral painting, and a Jocelyn Woodson painting. And Nick, if you want to really impress your wife, we have face painting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so get your face painted.
All right. I don't think I want to do the Spider-Man thing myself.
Oh,
but
come on now.
Yeah, step out there.
Be your inner superhero on the outside.
Something like that. But yeah, it's great face painting for kiddos as well.
Yep.
At the art fair. And so it's going to be a full day of events. And you said around 50 vendors, give or take?
Yeah. We're almost right at 50 vendors. So there's something for everybody out there.
Okay. And again, that's going on from 9 until 4 on Saturday at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. That's in the Sunflower South Building. So you can go on out and be a part of the Hutchinson Art Fair. We forgot to mention the food, John.
Yeah, we have Smith Smoking coming with barbecue. So get out there and get some barbecue.
All right. And again, that's going on Saturday as part of the art fair at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. And then there's a lot of ongoing information at the Art Center, as well as the Graham Collection is going to be at the Art Center here starting this weekend and all the way through to the beginning of June.
You know, I've done that same thing. It's actually the Grisham
Collection.
Marilyn Grisham is a fiber artist from Wichita.
And it's a spectacular display.
It's beautiful. Unique,
not like some of the usual things we have in the way of artwork when we have a new artist come in. And her work is unique. It's gorgeous. Come in and see fiber art. Nick, one thing I wanted to be sure and remind people of, there's free parking and free admission to the art fair.
Oh, right. Yeah, the art fair is you can get in for free and then just go look around and pick your favorite item. What I love most about the art fair, personal preference, I guess, is the jewelry making. I think it's so intricate what people can do with not only the earrings and so on, but there's some, but it's art that you can wear out, and people will say, well, what's that bracelet you're wearing? And then you can talk about the art.
Yeah, and it's unique. We have a jewelry maker, Dennis Flores, who has not been able to be with us for maybe a couple of years. He's coming back. So if you remember Dennis and you remember his wonderful jewelry creations, please come out and see him and check it out.
You know, I might mention you're busy tomorrow, but if you needed to shop for Mother's Day, graduation, or any other occasion.
Or maybe an anniversary, Nick.
Yeah, exactly. All of that stuff.
You can get down to the Art Center today, because in our gift shop, year-round, we just carry a remarkable amount of things. Gifts for children and adults. Of course, paintings, pottery, jewelry, glass.
Yes, plenty of jewelry. Yeah.
Wonderful crocheted animals. And that, I know people go, oh, crocheted animal, but if you haven't seen that octopus or that dragon, wow.
No kidding.
All right, and again, that's all down at the Art Center here in Hutchinson. And so much going on at the Art Center all year long. The art fair is something that we talk about every May, but you guys can keep things going all throughout the year. And what I really think is great is you get the kids involved. I know that this has closed now, but you had the IB Kids art that was out there.
Yeah, that just closed. That just closed. The International Baccalaureate group, the seniors from Hutch High, had four really unique, wonderful exhibits down there, and we do that every year.
And then there's the Empty Bowls fundraiser that you guys do down there, and there's also the I know you've had the Taste of Hutchinson, the Men Cook event to benefit the Salt Hawk Community Support down at the Art Center.
Yep, sure.
So if people want to have an event in the presence of art, in other words, where they can have people have things to talk about while they're doing their event, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, just call us and see if we have rental space for you. There's all kinds of opportunities to enjoy the Art Center.
And again, we've got lots going on in the main gallery at the Art Center, as well as the permanent collection will once again, you'll get to curate a little bit of that for the month of May.
Yeah, on the east walls, we have selections from the permanent collection, and that's going to grow as the month goes on into the rest of the space next to the Grisham collection.
Okay, and when's the big anniversary shindig thing? When's that going to be?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. 75th anniversary of the Art Center. And I mean, we are planning a blowout. A retrospective 10 years back, 10 years of food and clothing and music. And of course, art in this community, how it started, where it is grown to, the people involved, will be recognizing them. But it's going to be a huge event, and that's going to be July 19th. So mark it on your calendars now. We will look forward to seeing so many old friends and people coming back to Hutch for that. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and we're really excited about it. We've been working on this for a long time, so 75th anniversary.
Yeah, we want to meet all the new friends, too.
That's so right. July 19th.
Well, and then something else that you guys do every month that we've tried to put stories up on Hutch Post before each of these, but starting the artists out young with these kids' art classes that you have going on every month at the Art Center, it gives them an opportunity to appreciate what their hands and minds can create.
That's true. And we also have summer art camp going on. So get on the website and look at that. Get your kid enrolled. That's coming right up in June.
All right. And real quick, before we run out of time, Friday Morning Artists continues.
Yes. This morning, Nick, there will be artists at the Art Center drawing from a live model, and you can come down and join them.
Please right. Again, from 9 to 11:30 each and every Friday. But once again, let's have Barb just wrap up with letting us know when and where the art fair is and how people can be a part of what's going on tomorrow.
Okay, I don't think we mentioned where on the fairgrounds. It's in the Sunflower South Building at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. So you can come in on the 20th Street entrance, or I think also on the 23rd Street
side. Yeah, Main Street, too.
And like we said, there's free parking, 9 to 4, a huge selection, and it's just fun. Again, I'm always big on food, but we've got food and music and things for the kids. But you can spend a lot of time walking around looking talk to the artists, or you can just come in quickly and peruse and buy your special gift. But it's a great opportunity for Hutchinson to have two totally unique art.
Again, the Hutchinson Art Fair going on the Kansas State Fairgrounds tomorrow from 9 to 4.